I warn thee, man, be not too proud of thy great terror technological. A weapon for the mass destruction of a planet, even to destroy it whole, is no match for the power of the Force.
Thou shalt not tempt to frighten us with words so like a man of magic, Vader. Nay, thy sorcerer's act is tired and overdone. The sad religion thou dost cling to hath no power to conjure up the stolen plans, nor dost thou have a third eyesight to make...
Vader begins to choke Marty using the Force.
The power of the Force is now unveiled. As Vader holds the Admiral in check, the Force that Marty with his words impaled now hath a Wampa's hold about his neck.
I find thy lack of faith disturbing.
Cease! No more of this, good Vader. Let him be.
As is thy will. My point hath well been made upon his prideful, unbelieving throat.
Vader releases Marty.
Enough! This endless bickering shall end. Lord Vader shall provide the setting of the errant rebel base before the time this station shall be operational. And then, my friends, the Empire shall rejoice. Rebellion shall be crushed in one swift stroke. Now get ye gone. Fulfill this purpose grand.
Exeunt Imperial generals and senators, including Admiral Marty and Commander Tag.
My troopers on the planet Tatooine have traced the creatures who have found the droids. We shall retrieve those plans.
Tis well, tis well. Thou ever wert a faithful servant to the Emperor, Lord Vader. Prithee go, and take with thee a governor's gratitude.
Exit Darth Vader.
There goes a man who hath a mind to serve. The Emperor doth hold him in his grasp, and lay a claim upon his heart and soul. Well, I recall, when as a younger man, the Emperor and Vader with me stood and contemplated our shared destiny. Now Vader, split twixt manhood and machine, fulfills a vital place within my plans. Aye, though I fear the Force, he knows his place. He knoweth he and I stand side by side, together wrapped in power's warm embrace. Our Emperor to serve until at last the final curtain of life's play is dropped, as history hath made this Tarkin great. This battle station now shall make me feared. I am as constant as the Endor moon, and shall rebellion crush, and do it soon.
Exit Grand Moff Tarkin. Scene 4. The desert planet Tatooine. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, C-3PO and R2-D2, surrounded by Jawa corpses.
It seemeth that the Sand People have done this wretched deed. Yon gaffy sticks and tracks of Bantha, aye. But ne'er in all my years have Tuscans gone awry so far as this.
And they have not, though they who this vile deed have done would make us think Sand People did. But hark, take note. And look ye thereupon, yon tracks are side by side. Yet Sand People, 'tis known, ere one behind the other ride. So better may they hide their numbers large.
These Jawas are the very same who sold C-3PO and R2-D2-2 unto mine uncle not 2 days ago.
And these marks here, these blast points, are too fine and accurate for Sand People, 'tis true. For only stormtroopers by Empire trained are so precise and cunning in their work. Surveying this scene, I fear what cometh next, for certain have the troops more evil done. Good Owen and Beru no doubt are slain, and though it breaks my heart to think on it, it may be that their deaths will spark Luke's soul and lead him on to good rebellion's cause. So by their death may others yet find life.
But why, say why, would these Imperial troops have aught to do with Jawas?
Wait. I see.
The droids, If they have traced them here, they may have soon discovered whom they sold them to, which, oh, my soul, would lead them to my home.
Pray, patience, Luke. 'Tis far too dangerous.
Luke runs to his land speeder.
Now flies Luke off in his land speeder quick, and finds his home engulfed in flames of red. Then spies amid the smoke so black and thick, the bodies of his aunt and uncle dead. A sadder, wiser man he cometh back. With noble purpose now his life's imbued. By wrongful, vicious, cowardly attack, the Empire hath Luke's passion quite renewed.
'Twas nothing thou, Luke, couldst have done had thou been there. Thou murdered would have been as well. Aye, also would the droids now captured be, and would be in the Empire's evil hands.
Thou knowest, friend, what I have seen today. No sorrow like to this have I e'er known. I wish to come with thee to Alderaan, for nothing have I here on Tatooine. Then shall I learn the Force, and shall become a Jedi, like my father. Thus I vow. So let's prepare and go upon our way. With haste may we escape the trooper's vile.
Exeunt Obi-Wan, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
Adventure have I asked for in this life, and now have I too much of my desire. My soul within me weeps, my mind, it runs unto a thousand varied paths. My uncle Owen and my aunt Beru, have they been cruelly killed for what I want? So shall I never want again, if in the wanting all I love shall be destroyed. Oh, fie, thou knave adventure! Evil trick of boyhood's mind, that ever should one seek to have adventure when one hath a home. A family so kind and full of love, good steady work and vast abundant crops. Why would one give up all this gentle life for that one beastly word? Adventure? Fie! But soft, my soul. Be patient and be wise. The sands of time ne'er turned backward yet, and forward marches fate, not the reverse. So while I cannot wish for them to live, I can my life commit unto their peace. Thus shall I undertake to do them proud, and take whate'er adventure comes my way. 'Tis now my burden, so I'll wear it well, and to the great rebellion give my life. A Jedi shall I be, in all things brave, and thus shall they be honored in their grave.
Exit Luke. Act 3. Scene 1. Mos Eisley on the desert planet Tatooine.
Now in her cell the princess doth remain, with hope and trouble written on her face. At times she faces torture, horrid pain. With these tools Vader seeks the rebel base. While Leia in her captive state is kept, young Luke and Obi-Wan set on their way. Approaching town, they hope to intercept a pilot to transport them sans delay.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, and R2-D2, riding in Landspeeder.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. Never shalt thou find a hive more rank and wretched eye and filled with villainy. So must we cautious be.
Enter Stormtroopers.
I prithee speak, how long hast thou these droids?
'Tis 3 or mayhap 4 full seasons now.
We are prepared to sell them, shouldst thou wish.
Now is the Force to noble purpose used, not as the Sith, employing it to smite, hath through the dark side rank the Force abused. Good Obi-Wan shall use the Force for right.
Pray, show me now thy papers.
Nay, thou dost not need to see his papers.
Nay, we do not need to see his papers.
True it is, that these are not the droids for which thou searchest.
Aye, these are not the droids for which we search.
And now, the lad may go his merry way.
Good lad, I prithee, go thy merry way.
Now get thee hence.
Now get thee hence. Go hence!
Exeunt stormtroopers. Enter Jawas as Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, and R2-D2 dismount landspeeder.
Oh, have those Jawas fixed me!
Get thee gone!
Exeunt Jawas.
Now, by my troth, I cannot comprehend how we, those threatening stormtroopers, did escape. Why, verily, I thought our end was nigh.
The Force have mighty power o'er the weak and simple-minded of this universe.
Dost thou believe we shall therein in yon dank place discover any pilot who hath means to transport us to Alderaan?
A goodly crew of freighter pilots here may oft be found. But prithee, take good care. This small cantina hath an ill repute.
I find myself prepared for everything.
The youth hath vigor, hopefully judgment too.
They enter the cantina with many beings and an innkeeper.
Now mark thee well, good viewer, what you see. Such varied characters are on display. For never hath there been such company as in Mos Eisley gathers day by day. The creatures gather round the central bar, while hammerheads and horned monsters talk. A band composed of aliens bizarre, this is the great cantina. Thou mayest gawk.
A word! Herein! We shall not serve their kind. Thy droids! They must depart beyond these walls.
Good friends, pray wait beside the speeder now, for we desire no conflict here today.
I do with all my heart agree, dear sir.
Exeunt droids. Enter Chewbacca, speaking with Obi-Wan and two beings speaking to Luke.
I say, he liketh not thy look.
Forgive me, sir. Nor do I like his face, yet do I groan?
I do not like thy look. Indeed, young lad, I bite my thumb at thee. Proceed with care, for we two men are wanted by the law. I have earned the penalty of death in many systems, and would gladly earn it here as well, if thou provoke me to't.
I would mayhap be fearful if this man hath even shoulder height on me attained. Tut, careful shall I be.
Thou shalt be dead!
Obi-Wan approaches.
Pray, peace. This little lad's not worth thy time. Now come, let us be friends, my goodly sir. Then shall we to thy health and welfare drink.
Being Two strikes Luke. Obi-Wan brandishes his lightsaber, injuring Being Two and severing Being One's arm. Exeunt Beings One and Two.
I have no wish or purpose here to fight, yet have these drunkards left me little choice. But there is yet a lesson to be learned. This Obi-Wan, though old, hath still the gift. Chewbacca here doth service as first mate upon a ship that may our purpose meet.
Enter Han Solo, who joins Chewbacca, Obi-Wan, and Luke at a table.
Han Solo at thy service, gentlemen. The great Millennium Falcon is my ship. My first mate Chewie telleth me ye seek safe passage to the system Alderaan.
Aye, true, if 'tis a vessel swift of flight.
A vessel swift of flight, thou sayest? Hast thou not heard of the Millennium Falcon, sir?
Now shall he boast. But if his ship we'd have, some boasting will endure. Nay, should I have?
'Tis but the ship that hath the Kessel Run accomplished in 12 parsecs, nothing more. Imperial starships have I slyly scaped, but nothing more of that. And neither do I speak about bulk cruisers, small, but vast Corellian ships. Yet nothing more, no more. I shall not brag about her speed, good sir. Suffice to say, the ship shall fill thy needs, as she's the fastest ear, but nothing more.
Aye, nothing more. I wish he'd hold his peace. This man, it seems, doth love his ship far more than e'er I saw a man his woman love.
Pray tell, what shall the cargo be?
Myself, the boy, two droids, and ne'er a question asked.
'Tis what, a touch of local trouble here?
Nay, let us simply say it thus. We would imperial entanglements avoid.
Aye, there's the rub. So shalt thou further pay. 10,000 is the cost, and every bit shalt thou deliver ere we leave the dock.
10,000? Fie! We could our own ship buy for such a sum as this.
A goodly jest, for who should pilot such a ship? Shouldst thou?
Thou knave, I could indeed. A pilot skilled am I in my own right. Now should we stay and be abused more by this man's words?
2,000 can we render to thee now, and 15 more deliver when we come with safety unto Alderaan's bright port.
Say 17? Congratulations, men. Thou hast a ship secured, and will depart whene'er thou art prepared. Thou shalt find me at docking harbor number 94.
Aye, 94.
It seemeth that thou may already have provoked some interest.
Exeunt Obi-Wan and Luke as stormtroopers pass by.
Oh,
17! So must they desperate be. This truly may my swift deliverance prove. Go thou unto the ship and be prepared.
Chewbacca exits.
In times now past have I poor judgments made, and now these errors plague my very soul. For freedom I was made. For taking wing. Yet as a market man, I cannot fly. For bound by debts, by duty, and by fear, I live my life along the razor's edge. One part of me that hunts for better life, and one part hunted for the life I've led. My own existence is a paradox. A smuggler with a lover's kindly heart. A gambler with a noble spirit brave. I would be better than it seems I am, if ever I transcend the man I was. Perhaps this new employment shall reveal the way I shall make straight my crooked path, thus heal my past, and write a future new.
Enter Greedo, stopping Han Solo as the latter begins to exit.
Nakuna Chuta Solo?
Yes, indeed, good Greedo. I have planned to make my way unto thy master. Tell thou Jabba plain, I have obtained his money.
Sumpichle, na mala trompi chok makachisa. Na Jabba na winchi kost pa murishan. Tu ting ye wanya koska. Na chaski nio wiku chusku.
'Tis true, yet this time is the money truly mine.
Kilichalia chulka intumkunkos.
This bounty hunter doth my patience try. Nay, nay, I have not the money with me now. Tell Jabba...
Nichi witi! Algaru puye enya arugagu shuku shunupu aipi!
But even I from time to time have boarded been. Dost thou believe that ere I had the choice?
Dro jab, na pakni abnya apna.
Nay, not that. The day when Jabba taketh my dear ship shall be the day you find me a grave man.
Ne uchla numa, chespeka nufa, nakrinko kanko anochoskanya.
Aye, true. I'll warrant thou hast wished this day.
They shoot. Greedo dies.
Pray, goodly sir, forgive me for the mess. And whether I shot first, I'll ne'er confess.
Exeunt. Scene 2. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader, Grand Moff Tarkin, and Commander Tag.
The princess hath shown great resistance to the mind probe. 'Twere as if she knew the Force, and hath a Jedi's blood to overcome the piercing of her mind by a machine. Belike it shall some length of time yet be, until we can extract the thoughts therein.
Enter Admiral Motti.
The final tests are now complete at last, and thus my news. The Death Star stands prepared. Aye, fully operational it is. So, Governor, what course shall we now set?
Perhaps the stubborn princess shall respond to an alternative persuasiveness.
I prithee, Tarkin, say, what dost thou mean?
Pray patience, Darth. Thou shalt my meaning learn. Now time it is the power of this Death Star shown to all shall be. Now, Admiral, go forth and set thy course for Alderaan.
I understand thee, and with pride obey.
Exeunt Grand Moff Tarkin, Commander Tagg, and Admiral Motti.
The death of innocence doth bring me joy, because the dark side is my chosen path. The senseless end of others pains me not, for I have played the part of judge severe, and then have been the executioner. Why would I care for those on Alderaan when I have murdered innocents as they? 'Tis my dark calling which I do embrace. To Alderaan we fly on course direct, and to this feast of death I'll not object.
Exit Darth Vader. Scene 3. Mos Eisley on the desert planet Tatooine. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2.
I prithee, lockest thou the door anon?
They hide behind door. Enter stormtroopers.
This door is locked. And as my father oft hath said, a locked door no mischief makes. So sure am I that thus behind this door cannot be found the droids for which we search. And thus may we move on with conscience clear.
Exeunt stormtroopers. C-3PO and R2-D2 emerge.
I'll tell thee true. I would with Master Luke prefer to go now than remain with thee. I do not know what trouble here may be, yet certain am I thou deserves the blame.
Hal Warrant, thou shalt have thy recompense.
Me, me, whistle squeak.
Hold thy cursing and most cursed tongue.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker.
Thou must thy speed us so.
That matters not, for ne'er shall I return to this place.
Young Luke doth with a buyer swiftly meet, and in a trice a hasty deal is wrought. A speeder sold along a dusty street, but with the sale new chance for hope is bought.
A paltry sum in truth. Aye, ever since the XB-38 hath been released, this model hath but little value. Fie!
Fear not, it shall suffice. 'Twill serve our need.
All stand aside.
Now while young Luke and Obi-Wan prepare, their deeds are watched by eyes as yet unseen. With black beak menacing, he spies the pair. Then comes another fiend with portly mien.
Enter Han Solo with Chewbacca and Jabba the Hutt with henchmen.
Ba Solo, I lapa now, Ya Solo.
Now, Mary, 'tis an unexpected scene. Aye, here, thou Jabba, slimy and rotund. I have awaited long thy coming here.
Uno wa tweepi, he-ho-ho-ha.
Nay, nay. Thou didst not think that I should run, didst thou?
Nahan, Mabuki. Kili sili kuk. Wan tadamuli ra. Muwan kichi sa crispa grido.
Next time thou dost wish to counsel hold with me, pray come thyself. Send not thy churlish, dismal dreaming knaves.
An, mechise, bastane, ono carcemalia. I jungi, the imperial tisa tua pasatic, wano, yana da puno.
Nay, see here, as I have said before. Oh, verily, 'tis though I just have said thus. Even I from time to time have boarded been. Dost thou believe that ere I had the choice? Aye, true. It sometimes seemeth I repeat myself. Now have I, though, a simple charter found. And soon as it is done, thy payment shall be done as well. Belike with interest. I need but time, and I shall do it, sir.
Nahan, Mabuki. Bargan yala kata ita. Sifaru to 20 e. Yabana.
Nay, say thou not so much. 15%, I'll warrant, shall be well.
Sifaru ita, yabana. Bukimasa. Wang chu kapana. Gina mitobank doko. Lochoda.
Oh, Jabba, thou weren't a kindly soul.
Bosca!
Exeunt Jabba and henchmen.
Now, if yon ship is truly fast, as quick as this Han Solo boasted so, we shall do well.
Spying ship.
What folly fallen ship is this? What rough-hewn wayward scud is here?
0.5 past light speed shall she make, my lad. Now truly, earneth she low marks for looks, but still a finer spirit hath no ship. Full many small improvements have I made to render her e'en faster than before. Now marry, gentlemen, if thou agree, we shall be off, and speedily from here. And if thy mouth insulteth it again, I promise, boy, thy face shall meet my hand.
Chewbacca, Obi-Wan, Luke, C-3PO, and R2-D2 board ship.
But ere the ship departs the sandy dock, the stormtroopers appear with massive threat. Informed by the beaked spy's traitorous talk, they come upon the ship with weapons set.
Enter stormtroopers.
Pry, stop yon ship! Aye, blast them to the stars!
Chewbacca, prithee, hence! Now let us go!
Oh, traveling in space, it works me woe!
Exeunt. Scene 4. Space. Aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Mos Eisley now is left behind at last, while newer scenes come into view apace. As Han's Millennium Falcon flies far fast, the action of our play moves back to space.
Enter Chewbacca and Han Solo in ship.
Now are we followed hard upon by an Imperial cruiser. Verily, these passengers of great import must be, for they by the Empire hotly are pursued. Chewbacca, prithee, swift make our defense and angle the deflector shield, whilst I make plain the calculations for light speed.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker.
Now vigilance, my Wookiee! Quickly come two further ships to try and block our path!
Nay, wherefore canst thou not outrun them both? For thou didst boast of the strange vessel's speed.
Again he prattles on about the ship. Oh, would that I had left him on the ground. Pray, mark thy words, lad, else thou surely wilt become like refuse to a star destroyer and float away to vanish midst the stars. I'll warrant she shall soon in safety fly, once we the jump to hyperspace can make. And what is more, my skill doth all exceed at making keen maneuvers. All my life have I escaped one scrape and yet one more. Well, I remember when, as but a boy, I chased a Nerf whilst on a speeder bike. Through rocky field and harsh terrain we went. Within, around, and backward was our game. I caught the Nerf that splendid day, but it seems I have been dodging ever since.
How long now ere thou canst achieve light speed?
A few more moments shall it take whilst this computer doth its navigation work.
But art thou mad? For certain they approach. I have not made this journey just to die. This man shall surely be the end of me.
The travel onto hyperspace is not the same as thine adusting of the crops upon thy land of infinite dry sand. San's calculation's quite exact. We would belike run through a belt of asteroids, or hit upon a planet's center mark. Should such our fate become, thy trip would end before it had begun.
But oh, what now? What light through yonder flashing sensor breaks?
It marks the loss of yon deflector shield. I bid thee peace. Now sit and thou take heed, for all's prepared to jump onto light speed.
Han graspeth quick the console in his hand. Then suddenly the ship is bathed in light. With roar of engine, noise profound and grand, the great Millennium Falcon takes her flight.
Exeunt. Scene 5. Inside the Death Star. Enter Grand Moff Tarkin and Admiral Motti.
Now are we come to the system Alderaan.
Enter Princess Leia, bound with guards and Darth Vader.
Ah, Governor Tarkin. Scurvy knave art thou. Now seems it plain to me that Vader doth perform the part of docile dog unto the sickening whinny of his master's voice. Familiar stench of dog's best friend have I marked deep within my sense of smell, e'en when I came unto this station.
Ever wert thou charming, Leia, even to the last. Thou couldst not comprehend how hard it was, aye, verily, how I did sigh and weep to give the order to destroy thy life.
Surprised am I thou had the courage so to take responsibility for such as this unto thy cowardly small self.
She groweth ever bolder, which doth but increase my appetite to see her scream. My princess, ere thou executed art, I would thou join me for a moment full of pomp and circumstance. For at this grand and noble ceremony shall the power of this great battle station here be shown to be quite fully operational. Now no star system shall e'er dare oppose the Emperor.
Oh, but how wrong thou art! The more that thou dost exercise thy grip, the more star systems through that grip shall fall.
Not after we have shown the power vast this battle station shall to them display. And to the point, thou hast determined what the primary demonstration of its force shall be. Which planet shall Oblivion face? Now shall I drive this nail unto its home, and watch with joy as she with grief is torn. Since thou hast so refused to grant to us the hid location of the rebel base, I shall unleash this station's power upon thine own home planet, even Alderaan.
Nay, do not so to peaceful Alderaan.
Thou shalt a military target name, then render swift the system's name as well, or else thy precious Alderaan goes to't. I tire of asking o'er and o'er, so thus I promise, this shall be the final time. Where is thy rebel base?
On Dantooine. They may be found on planet Dantooine.
Ha-ha! Thou seest, Vader, how a cat may have her claws removed. Now, Admiral, thou mayst continue with thy weapons test, and surely mayst thou fire when all's prepared.
What madness here?
Thou far too trusting art. The tiny Dantooine is too remote to show the station's power, but pray, fear not. We shall in time thy rebel friends pursue.
To do the governor's most evil will, the people on the Death Star quickly rise. With mighty flash, the beam bursts bright and shrill, and Alderaan is shattered before their eyes.
When Alderaan hath blossomed bright, then sang we songs of Moni. But now her day is turned to night. Sing hey and lack a day. My friend and I stood by the river, then sang we songs of Noni, but I could not her soul deliver. Sing hey and lack a day. My planet hath the bluest shore, then sang we songs of Noni. That noble land is now no more. Sing hey and lack a day.
Exeunt. Scene 6. space, aboard the Millennium Falcon. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, R2-D2, and Chewbacca.
The instant Alderaan is smashed to bits, Luke tries his lightsaber, a keen trainee. The droids and Wookiee play a game of wits. But Obi-Wan doth sense catastrophe.
Now breaks my heart, as through the Force I sense the suffering of many worthy souls. I know not what this doth portend, and yet I fear the worst.
Good sir, how farest thou?
Forsooth, a great disturbance in the Force have I just felt. It was like a million mouths cried out in fear at once, and then were gone, all hushed and quiet, silent to the last. I fear a stroke of evil hath occurred. But thou, good Luke, thy practice recommence.
Enter Han Solo.
Thou mayst all thy troubles now forget. The Imperial knaves have been outrun at last. Well, here's a solemn gathering indeed, quite lacking in the proper gratitude. Nay, speak thou not thy thanks too heartily, else shall thy praise go swiftly to my head. But here's the point. We shall at Alderaan arrive ere long.
R2-D2 makes a move against Chewbacca in the game they play.
Pray, R2, caution show. Beep, whistle, squeak. Beep, meep, whistle. A fair move he hath made, thou furry lump. No use is there in screaming o'er the loss. However did I join this company? A Wookiee and his smuggler captain? No!
Be thou wise, droid. Mark well what thou dost. As it is said, black holes are worth thy fear, but fear thou more a Wookiee's deadly wrath.
But, sir, no proverb warns the galaxy of how a droid may hotly angered be.
Aye, marry, 'tis because no droid hath e'er torn out of joint another being's arms upon a lesser insult e'en than this. But Wookiee's golden droid are not so tame.
Thy meaning, sir, doth prick my circuit board. 'Tis best to play the fool and not the sage. To say it brief, pray, let the Wookiee win.
Brute, the fool I'll play with thee indeed. Yet I perceive thou and thy friend have heart.
Luke continues to practice with his lightsaber against the remote.
Remember, Luke, the Force doth smoothly flow within the feelings of a Jedi Knight.
But doth the Force control one's every move?
'Tis somewhat so, but also shall the Force obey thine every command, young Luke.
This Force, by troth, I'll never comprehend. It doth control and also doth obey? And 'tis within and yet it is beyond? 'Tis both inside and yet outside oneself? What paradox! What fickle-natured power! Aye, frailty, thy name belike is Force. Alack, this small remote hath struck again.
Ha-ha! Thine errant systems of belief. Thy weapons ancient, all thy mysteries. Thy robes and meditations o'er the air. Thy superstitions, e'en thy precious Force, cannot compare to my religion true. A trusty blaster ever by my side. With thus I say my prayers and guard my soul.
Devoted follower must thou be with such a speech. Pray tell me, pilgrim reverent, dost thou most truly disbelieve the Force?
A pilgrim truly said, for I have gone from galaxy to galaxy and more, yet never hath this faithful worshipper found aught to recommend that strange belief, a single Force that binds the universe. True 'tis, no power mystical controls Han Solo's yet unfinished destiny. And so I preach the one and only faith. My simple, merry tricks are all my gods, and nonsense is the only testament. I worship at the shrine of my own will.
A wise philosopher, if e'er there was. I'll warrant he hath character he hides. Now, prithee, try again. And lay aside thy conscious self. Take thou this helmet thick, adorn thine eyes with silver shield opaque, and trust thine instincts only as thy guide.
But surely 'tis a jest. For with this shield I nothing now can see. How can I fight? I truly, fight or walk or even stand, without one sight but little can be done.
Nay, 'tis in blindness one doth truly see. For eyes deceive, and sight is known to lie. Let feelings be thy sight, their guidance trust.
With mind unsure, Luke readies for the fight. The small remote doth dodge most suddenly. But with calm mind, Luke blocks its lasers bright. With inner eye, the Force has let him see.
Hurrah! Thou canst do it.
'Tis luck, no more.
Experience hath taught me much, dear man, and none of it hath shown me aught of luck.
To find success against a small remote as well, and take its skill, I do confess. To find success against a living soul, however, also taketh excellence. It seemeth we draw near to Alderaan.
Exeunt Han Solo and Chewbacca.
I did feel something, Obi-Wan, 'tis true. It seems I fixed my soul's eye on the remote.
Seems, young one? Nay, thou didst. Think thou not seems. Thou hast thy first step tamed toward a world far greater than thou now canst understand.
Exeunt Luke, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
And thus begins, if I have seen aright, his transformation into Jedi Knight.
Exit Obi-Wan. Scene 7. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader and Grand Moff Tarkin. Enter Officer Cass opposite.
My lord, our scout ships have reached Dantooine. Remains of the rebel base the scouts have found. Yet surely hath it been a length of time deserted. Now shall they begin to search surrounding systems so to find the base.
Exit Officer Cass.
The wench hath lied. Deceiving cutthroat girl, most cunning princess born of hell's own heart.
I knew full well she never would betray her prized rebellion whilst in her right mind, and thus I said she ne'er should have our trust.
Destroy her! 'Tis a sentence more than just.
Exeunt. Scene 8. Space. Aboard the Millennium Falcon. Enter Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Now dropping out of Lightspeed's frantic rush, we enter swift onto the area where should there be Great Alderaan in view. Pray, what madness meets the Falcon's flight? Is this an asteroid field I see before me? The ship hath wrought a course direct and true, and yet no Alderaan may here be found. Oh, errand vile! O portents of great ill! What shall it mean when planets are no more for those who make their wages by the stars?
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker.
What news, good Han?
The ship's position hits the mark, and yet no Alderaan there is.
I pray thee, Mary, say, what canst thou mean? How can a planet vanish in the air?
Thou hast said right, my lad. It is not there. The planet's gone. All turned to rock and ash.
Thou speak'st not right. Say how. Pray how. Tell how.
Destroyed it was, and by the Empire cruel.
1,000,000 ships could not destroy the planet. Truly, 'twould take greater power than ever there was known to humankind. But soft. Another ship approaches quick.
A small ship flies quickly past the Millennium Falcon.
Belike they can the tale to us relate.
Imperial fighter 'tis.
Hath it made chase?
Nay, a short-range fighter 'tis. Oh, how this situation here doth give me pause.
No base is there nearby. Whence cometh it? The courage in me melts away at this. My boast cannot resolve this mystery.
The ship departeth swiftly. If they have identified our lot, we shall have strife.
'Tis my intent to keep us from that fate. Chewbacca, render its transmissions blocked.
Pray, let it go. 'Tis too far flown.
Not long.
Dost thou agree a fighter of its size this deep in space could not have come alone?
Belike 'twas in a group and now is lost.
It shall not live to tell the tale today.
Forsooth, he makes his way to that small moon.
I may play checkmate on a merry lands.
Alas, I sense the game, and we're the pawns. That is no moon. 'Tis a space station there.
The Death Star looms in the distance, growing closer.
'Tis far too large a space station to be.
My feelings now do stir. I sense them well. They tell me we shall lose the match we play.
Pray, turn thee now the ship around.
I shall. Now, Chewie, lock thou quick the auxiliary power.
Why do we still approach? What can be done?
It hath the advantage using tractor beam to pull us in, onto its landing bay.
But pray, some move thou must have left to make.
My moves are finished, lad. I must shut down. Else shall the ship entire soon come apart. But still, with all my players, I shall fight.
Thou canst not win, but will by strategy some good alternatives to fighting see.
So enters the Millennium Falcon in unto the Death Star, grand and stark and mean. With fear the Wookiee and the three brave men look on as their space journey changes scene. Meanwhile the denizens within the base make haste to catch the ship that cometh near. Commanders come with well-armed guards apace, while stormtroopers do at their posts appear.
Exeunt. Act 4. Scene 1. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader, Grand Moff Tarkin, and Envoy.
A freighter hath been captured entering the system Alderaan. Its markings match a ship that hath Mos Eisley quickly fled.
This errant ship belike endeavors to return the plans unto the princess who within this base is locked in guarded cell. Perhaps the princess yet hath use to us.
Exit Grand Moff Tarkin. Vader crosses to the ship. Enter Officer 1, Stormtroopers and Guards 1 and 2.
No person is aboard the ship, my lord. The log maintained on board doth tell a tale of all the crew abandoning the ship directly after its departure. Tis no doubt a decoy, sir, for all the pods have launched been.
Hast thou found any droids?
Nay, truly not, my lord. If there had been, then surely must they have abandoned too.
Send thou a scanning crew aboard the ship, and check its nooks and crannies every bit.
Aye, good, my lord.
Distracted is my mind, but through its cloudy haze the reason comes. Unless I am in error, someone here has come. I have not felt this presence since the days that are but dark in memory. This presence I have known since I was young. This presence that once called me closest friend. This presence that hath all my hopes betrayed. This presence that hath turned my day to night. This awful presence present here must be. So shall I to this presence violence present.
Exit Darth Vader.
Now to thy work, and scan the ship.
The scan is done. No living soul is here.
Exeunt Stormtroopers. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Chewbacca, C-3PO, and R2-D2. Hidden.
Tis fortunate thou hast these storage bins.
Their use hath ever been for smuggling goods. Ne'er have I thought I would myself here and be smuggling. All we do is madness. Fie! If I could start the ship, the tractor beam would wrap its eagle's talons round my neck.
The tractor beam thou mayst leave unto me.
Thou fool. I knew thou would say as much.
I say thou fool. Then fool, good sir, am I. But when thou sayest fool, remember well that fools do walk in foolish company. So if I am a fool, perhaps 'tis true that other fools around me may be found. For who is he who hath more foolish been, the fool or other fool who follows him?
They hide. Guards 1 and 2 stand by while scanning crew enters ship and are bested by Obi-Wan, Luke, Han Solo, and Chewbacca.
Oi! Didst thou hear that sound?
Pray, hear a sound? I truly. I quite clearly heard a sound.
Thine ears may have played tricks on thee, my friend.
Nay, nay. Dost thou not think this strange?
What strange?
The droids did flee the ship we have attacked, and unto Tatooine have gone by pod. 'Tis true thus far.
I cannot claim 'tis false.
On Tatooine they have been traced first to Jawas Vile and then to humans.
Did?
I did, they are. Our men did see to it. But follow on. The boy who with them lived hath fled we knew not where, till he was seen at yon Mos Eisley with the pair of droids.
Aye, aye, 'twas all in last week's briefing. Pray, what more of this? Hast thou aught new to say?
Ah, the boy and droids together disappeared the very hour the ship, this ship, did fly. And now the ship is here, though empty seems.
Nay, empty 'tis. The scanning crew doth work e'en now.
Which bringeth me full circle to the sound I just have heard. Is't possible, my friend, that boy and droids and rebels all have flown within this ship unto this space? And yet, e'en now, whilst thou and I do speak, still hide within the ship?
I am amazed.
Aye, verily. Think'st thou I may be right?
I said thou hast amazed me, and 'tis true, but never did I say I think thee right.
Oh.
Thou dost amazed by thy o'er-active thoughts. A hidden boy? The droids within? A fig! Avaunt, thou silly god! Be not so thick! Thy great imagination hath o'erwrought thy better senses. Thinkest thou thy powers of judgment far exceed our master's true? Mayst thou outwit the great Darth Vader, or the cunning of our Governor Tarkin? Nay!
Nay, nay.
We are but simple gods. Our purpose here is plain and to the point. We have been tasked to watch the ship and follow all commands, and not to prattle on with airy thoughts.
Aye, thou hast spoke a well-considered word. Thou art a friend. Oh. As I have e'er maintained, and thou hast spoken truth and calmed me quite. The rebels hide herein. What vain conceit! That ere they should the Death Star enter!
It warms my heart to see thee so restored and back to thine own merry native self.
Pray, may we have thy good assistance here?
So, let us go together, friend. Good cheer.
Guards 1 and 2 enter ship and are killed. Exeunt others. Scene 2. Inside the Death Star. Enter officers 2 and 3.
Say, TK-421, now wherefore hast thou left thy station? TK-421, canst thou my message hear?
Take thou command. Belike he hath a bad transmitter. So shall I attend and help him, if I may.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, C-3PO, R2-D2, and Chewbacca, with Han Solo and Luke dressed as stormtroopers, killing officers 2 and 3.
Now through the doorway come our heroes brave. The Imperial officers Chewbacca fights, whilst Han with blaster doth his entry pave. They have arrived. Escape is in their sights.
Fie! With all this howling nonsense and with all thy blasting, 'tis a miracle that all within the station have not heard of our arrival.
Surely let them come. A fight would I prefer to sneaking yon and hither.
Whistle squeak, beep beep.
We have the outlet for the system found.
Oh, that my words might end their bickering.
'Tis well. Plug R2 in and he shall read the whole Imperial network.
Meep meep squeak.
Ooh, whistle.
Whee! Ah! Beep, meep, squeak, beep, meep.
Now hath he found the main control onto the power beam that holds the ship herein. He shall attempt to show thee presently where its exact location may be found.
The tractor beam in 7 places is connected to the main reactor, but a power loss at any terminal shall set the good Millennium Falcon free.
That number 7 shall our freedom mean, but only 1 of 7 shall we need. I fear those numbers, 7 and then 1, do something dangerous portend. But why? Our company is only 6, unless there were another joined onto us here. Then were we 7, yet what means the 1? Oh, strangely sweeps the thought into my mind. I have a feeling through the Force that ere we leave this place, some 7 shall we be. Yet 1 shall stay behind as sacrifice. Thus 7 and thus 1. The numbers tell the story that herein shall soon be told. Methinks ye 2 cannot assist me now. This 1, ye and I, shall go alone.
Aye, good. So shall I hearken unto what thou sayst, for I already on this voyage have done more than that for which I have been paid.
I would go with thee, sir.
Pray, patience, Luke, for thou must stay and guard the vital droids. They must be taken safely to our friends, or other systems end like Alderaan. Thy destiny, dear boy, doth truly go upon a path far different from mine. And fate for thee hath spun another thread than what she hath for Obi-Wan's life stitched. The Force shall be with thee always, Luke.
Exit Obi-Wan.
He hath bestowed a Jedi's blessing here. So why, then, am I utterly unnerved?
Wookie, thou hast spoken well and true. Whence hast thou this old bag of bones uncovered?
Yon Ben in all good virtues doth excel.
Aye, certain he excelleth when the goal is but to lead us into trouble great.
But thou hast not excelled at offering a thought to how we can the station scape.
Yet any simple plan excelleth or remaining here till all descend on us. It taketh not a wisdom that excels to know for certain fact that such is true.
By heaven, I'll stop their bickering with this new information.
Whistle, beep, meep.
I prithee, what doth all this beeping mean?
Sir, I confess I do not know. He hath declared that he hath found her. Then the droid repeats, she's here, she's here.
But Mary, who?
Good Princess Leia.
Princess Leia? Here? Now doth this strange adventure stir my blood.
What sayest to princess?
Where, thou droid? Say where.
What princess? On thy life, this thing unveil.
Meep, 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 squeak, whistle, meep, meep, ooh.
Here now the princess is on level 5, detention block of AA-23.
Oh me. This new discovery of mine doth shake my core, and shall arouse their souls.
Meep, meep, ah, beep, squeak, beep, meep, beep.
I fear, good sir, it doth give certain news. The princess shall be terminated soon.
Nay, nay, so quickly met and now with this so quickly lost. Now must we swiftly act.
What dost thou prattle on about? Pray tell.
Oh, how can one describe in simple words the import this mysterious woman hath upon my life? The droids. These droids are hers. She hath appeared in message urgent, too. I see thou canst not understand it well, yet what I know is this. We must give her whate'er unflagging help and hope we may.
Speak not with such great folly. Obi-Wan hath told us to remain.
Yet knew he not that she is here. Pray, tell me how we may straight make our way to the detention block.
I say again what I have said before. To this location is my purpose fixed. And whether princess be within or no, I tell thee plain, I shall not thither go.
She shall be executed. Thou hast said mere minutes past that thou wouldst not remain to see our sudden sure imprisonment. Now is thy fondest wish that we should stay?
To march to the detention blocks unwise. To make our way to danger, folly 'tis. To there present ourselves is passing mad. To boldly go where none hath gone is wild.
Hast thou no heart? She sentenced is to die.
My sentence is, 'tis better she than I.
How shall I break a heart that loveth not? And how convince a man who lives by wits? He hath not seen the urgency within her eyes. He hath not known the trembling in her voice. He hath not heard the manner of her plea. And yet, without his help, I fear, my errand surely fails. What shall I do? I know that under his exterior, more good and noble aspirations lie. But by what tricks of speech to bring them forth? And what persuasion shall his fixed will move? My Aunt Beru hath told me once a tale. She said, when first the deep, vast Kessel mines were dug, it was revealed that the pearls of greatest value must by clever means discovered be. So did the miners band together, so to make a useful tool. This tool would pull the pearls out of the rock in such a way they seemed to emerge by ruse. This practice had a name, the hammer ploy. Now shall I play a hammer's ploy upon the soul of this good smuggler, coaxing him by means most indirect to rescue good. Thus may the pearl of his still ragged soul revealed be, and shine as ne'er before. I tell thee true, the lady wealthy is.
Say, wealthy?
Wealthy, aye, with power. If thou wouldst rescue her, thy great reward would be...
Pray what?
Well, more I'll warrant than thou mayst imagine.
Ha! Thou josh with me, for my imagination hath few bounds.
Thou shalt have it.
So would I.
Aye, thou wilt.
Enough, I am engaged. But I do hope thou knowest well of what thou speakest here.
Well, well.
Hast thou a plan?
C-3PO, I prithee pass those binding cuffs to me. Good Wookie, I shall put these on thee now. Han, perhaps thou shouldst that honor have.
Han Solo cuffs Chewbacca.
Fear not, dear Chewie. Now his plan is plain.
My Master Luke, forgive my question, Frank. What should we do if we discovered our...
Lock thou the door.
And pray they've blasters none.
'Tis not a reassuring word.
Beep squeak!
Exeunt C-3PO and R2-D2 as Han, Luke, and Chewbacca go to detention block.
So now Chewbacca, Han, and Luke proceed unto detention level 5, quite grave. With bravery, good hope, and all Godspeed, their errand is a princess there to save. The minions of the Death Star pay no mind, nor are they by these three at all dismayed. They do not fear the Wookiee, for behind are Han and Luke as stormtroopers arrayed. Meanwhile, in stealth, does Obi-Wan pass by, and to the terminal doth make his way. But while he goes, Darth Vader feels him fly. So every character his role doth play.
Thy plan it shall not work.
And wherefore hast thou not said this ere now?
Aye, but I have.
Luke, Han Solo, and Chewbacca enter detention block with Officer Four and soldiers.
By heaven, I say, where takest thou this thing? This prisoner hath been transferred here from cell 1138. No one hath told me so. Thus 'tis my duty to confirm thy word.
Soldiers approach.
Be thou swift and merciless, good Luke!
Han Solo, Luke, and Chewbacca kill Officer Four and soldiers.
With blasters raised and targets in their scopes, the three do overtake the Imperial threat. This obstacle o'ercome, they have fresh hopes. But still their way hath not been made clear yet.
Now shall we see wherein thy princess lies. Saith herein she now is held in cell 2187. Go, I'll hold them here.
Oh, be not anxious, comrades. Fear ye not. The situation here hath been controlled. All merry 'tis in the detention block.
But what hath happened?
'Tis no matter, sir. A slight malfunction of the weapons here. But all is well, and we are well, and all within are well. The prisoners, too, are well. Tis well, tis well. And thou art also well?
We shall dispatch a squad to verify.
Nay, there's a leak in the reactor here. Pray, give us time to mend the matter well. The leak is large and dangerous. But fear thou not, for all I tell thee true is, well...
But who art thou, and what's thy number code?
Han Solo blasts Comlink.
That conversation did my spirits bore. Now, Luke, prepare thyself for company!
Luke enters Princess Leia's chamber aside.
Thou truly art in jest. Art thou not small of stature if thou art a stormtrooper? Does Empire shrink for want of taller troops? The Empire's evil ways, I'll grant, are grand, but must its soldiers want for fear of height?
So hath my introduction fallen short. She sees the uniform, but not the man.
Removing helmet to Leia.
Luke Skywalker am I. I have thy droids. My noble errand is to rescue thee, and I with Ben Kenobi have come here.
With Ben Kenobi? Where is he?
Draw near.
Exeunt. Scene 3. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader and Grand Moff Tarkin.
I tell thee, he is here.
Old Obi-Wan Kenobi? Wherefore dost thou think 'tis so?
A tremor in the Force hath been my guide. When last I felt its movement, I was in the presence of my former master. He...
'Twas years ago. He must be dead by now.
Thou shouldst not underestimate the power the Force doth hold.
The Jedi are extinct. Their power from the universe is gone. And thou, dear friend, art all that doth remain of their misguided old religious ways. Pray, what?
Detention AA-23 hath sounded an emergency alert.
The Princess? Fie! Put thou all sections on alert!
I tell thee, Obi-Wan is here. E'en now, and surely with him is the Force.
If thou art right, he must not be allowed this station to escape. Nay, never nay!
Escape is not his plan. I must confront my former master, and I must do it alone.
Exit Grand Moff Tarkin.
The master's lesson shall I teach in turn, when Obi-Wan I face in battle soon. I shall my vengeance win, my triumph gain, when I deliver him unto his death. Though comrades were we in full many wars, though friends we have been once, the past is gone, and all is but a horrid memory. Today my hope shall be achieved when I strike down the vile betrayer of my youth. This conflict shall fulfill my destiny, and end for him in bleak eternity.
Exit Darth Vader. Scene 4. Inside the Death Star. Enter Han Solo and Chewbacca, with stormtroopers entering and Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia aside.
With hearty blast the Imperial troops appear. Their coming doth require that Han retreat. In moment dangerous, amidst great fear, here Han and Leia for the first time meet.
Our exit's blocked now!
With a fool's great skill hast thou our route to freedom quite cut off.
Mayhap thy highness would prefer her cell.
C-3PO, canst thou by any means discover how we made the cell block leave? Our entry point is now a deadly end.
All to thy presence have alerted been. The entrance only takes one in or out. All other information where thou art hath been restricted.
Now are we quite trapped.
I cannot hold them back forever, sure.
'Tis quite a rescue thou hast planned for me. Thou hast come in, but how shalt thou go out? Hath folly been thy guide?
He hath a plan, not I, thou sweetheart of ingratitude.
Leia takes Luke's blaster, shoots hole in wall.
By what dark sprite of hell art thou possessed?
It falls to me to make our rescue good. Now follow me into the refuse heap.
Princess Leia exits into chute.
Go thou hence! Get in, thou furry lump! I care not what thou smell'st within, unless 'tis death must be a sweeter smell than this attack. Now go! Be not afeard, my friend!
Chewbacca exits into chute.
I say, what a charming girl thou here hast found. I either shall destroy her, or perhaps I may in time begin to like the wench.
Nay, executioner or lover, both are far too great a role for thee to play.
Now go, and follow I, all else be damned!
Exeunt Luke and Han into chute.
The scene doth shift unto the refuse space, where all is wrought, as like a funeral.